You are here. The Australian bush, maybe just the nearest bushland to your house. And in between the rustling leaves, the birds singing, you start to hear this. What's bringing these two things together? Well, Hunter-based flautist Sally Walker knows exactly what's going on. She's here to tell you about it. Good morning, Sally.
Oh, good morning, Kai. What a lovely introduction. Thank you for that.
Is that exactly how it's sounding at the moment in the work that you're doing?
Well, yes, except that the last one I played Debussy Syrinx, which is about conjuring up Greek gods and nature figures, and then there was a dog wolfing at the end of my performance, which I thought was a nice urban touch. You can see that on the online video that's, everyone sort of joins in. That's the nature of it.
What is going on? What have you done to bring the bush and music together at the moment?
Yes, well, this is a project that began in Germany called One-on-One Concerts, which was a response to the pandemic when in lockdown we couldn't play to anybody, in large groups. And whilst we've been doing a lot of the online videos and things, and I think it's fair to say we're all a little bit tired of the Zoom and the screens, as necessary as they've been, the actual live concert experience is something that just can't be replaced. As you remember at the beginning, there were those people singing from balconies in Italy and just kind of doing whatever it took. And so this is a wonderful model where you have one performer, one listener and a host to bring them together. So you meet at a place and the host will bring the listener to a non-standard concert space. Mm. So in Newcastle, we've had them, as you said, yes, in the bush, in my garden, at my chiropractor's waiting room at Nine West Chiropractic amidst Pilates balls and weights and things. We've had them at Valetudo Hair and Beauty where people had their hair wet in the sink and could relax to that. And then last Thursday, we had quite transformative ones at the Cathedral, but not the cathedrals you know it. The host greeted the listener and took each listener to a different part of the cathedral that is not normally open to public access.
Wow.
So that was actually, I have to say, even for me, I couldn't sleep. It was so powerful, because there's no verbal exchange between the listener and the performer. So I'm looking at the listener for 1 minute. Not as usual in a concert to think, well, I've organised a really exciting program and I hope you enjoy it. Rather, I have about 10 books of music here. And in this 1 minute, I'm going to think, do you need livening up? Do you need calming down? Do you need something Baroque? Do you need something more contemporary? And I choose the program for the next 9 minutes based on what that person,
the vibe you're getting.
That's right. Yeah. And I'm trying to read them using the eye contact because I don't know if
you've
noticed.
I'm sorry, the what? No.
Eye contact.
I'm not sure I remember what that is anymore, Sally.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You know, when we're wearing masks, as far as I know, that's only meant to cover your nose and your mouth. But what I've noticed is when we're wearing masks, we stop just kind of nodding to each other or smiling in the street. It's become a larger protective or retractive force. So, this 1 minute of eye contact is kind of quite, oh, yes, I remember that. I remember when we used to do that. And with there being no verbal contact, people feel very assured that they're not being observed. And it's quite lovely. So then I play for the next 9 minutes and people either have their hand on their heart. A lot of people cry their way through it. Because it's just so private. After the concert, we asked her, you know, what had moved us so much. Because some people say, well, it's, you know, the feeling of these musicians have lost their work or I miss concerts. But she said just the feeling this one great musician would play just for me. She found quite overwhelming. And of course, that's very satisfying for us to see this emotional response to the music, immediate emotional response. Just hits the heart center.
Yeah. Where did the idea come from, Sally?
Yes, it came from actually very originally the great Serbian performance artist Marina Abramović, who had these exhibitions in New York where she was the exhibition in that you'd make eye contact with her and you would respond. So this has been taken to a condensed format in Germany by three people, one of whom is my friend, who's a flute player called Stephanie Winker, and then a set designer called Franziska Ritter and a cultural attaché called Christian Siegmund. So the three of them devise these concerts with a 10-minute format to have this intensive, intimate concert experience, beyond sort of a concert, but an experience in a monastery in Thuringen. And then once we went into lockdown, they realised that this model could really serve a really important social purpose. Firstly, to reclaim the performance audience connection. Secondly, we're all performing voluntarily, and the donations that people are asked to make at the end go towards funds to help freelance musicians who are in quite a lot of distress at the moment.
What's gone into thinking about where you would take these performances?
Yes. Well, that was, as you'll appreciate, a little bit of a challenge because we're rethinking how we do concerts at the moment. And I'm used to doing a concert in a hall or in a church or a formal performance space where I haven't had to think of that before. So I suppose I thought, where is some kind of a spiritual element? And for me, that's always in nature. And I was harvesting my lavender and I thought, oh, look, gosh, it'd be nice to sort of have someone on a stool opposite my lavender plant. So we did that. And then in the Newcastle bush, I just always think that, you know, also with the bird call, that's it's just an extension of that, really. And then I guess with the healing aspect, you know, my chiropractor, she has a very special energy and loves classical music. And it was just, I think, because of her interest and willingness, I just thought, why not have it in a waiting room of a chiropractic clinic after hours? And the same with my hairdresser, because she's also got this very healing energy about her. I thought, why not have some special intimate concert experience in a hairdresser's? Why not? Mm. I mean, it's meant to be optically interesting, and so the listener comes in and they've got the surprise. So they get the email to say, you've booked your concert at this time. Here's the address you come to, and here is the name and the phone number of your host who will greet you 10 minutes before your concert. So it's a little bit of a musical rendezvous. You don't know where your concert will be or who will be performing for you.
It's like a blind date.
Well, actually, funny you use those words, because they use that in the German version on the website, and I felt I wasn't sure if that was just too suggestive for an Australian audience, so I changed it. We agreed on rendezvous. But actually, the original was exactly yes, that.
You mentioned that audience members have been, you know, quite emotional about it, have had different sort of reactions. What's it like for you as a musician performing in that space?
Yes, well, I've got used to it now. When someone's sort of very emotional in front of you, I mean, often in a concert you can hear people sniffing, but you're playing to hundreds of people, so you don't feel your attention on one individual. And this is quite lovely because I now see it as it's my job to be really caring about that one individual and seeing that they're connected to the performance. And if it, you know, and you can change the piece halfway through or because there's no printed program. And for example, one gentleman who came, whose carer I know very well, he's got dementia, and I felt, I think he needs uplifting. I should play him something a little bit fast. And I could see his shoulders were still tight. Mm. And I thought, no, I think this actually isn't working. So I cut that piece a little bit short at an appropriate moment, then played some slow unaccompanied Bach, and I immediately saw his breathing change, his shoulders relax. And I thought, okay, now he's really connected and he's really, I guess, going into that special zone. So that's, of course, very special for me. And you know, at the end, we got so we have a feedback sheet if people want to leave us some comments. He said he knew he would enjoy the music, but his wife had died 4 years ago, and the 1 minute of eye contact for him was more eye contact that he had ever since she died, and it made him feel human again. So that was very moving for me. Probably that's been the most powerful thing so far, yes.
Are there more performances planned?
Oh, yes, sir. Every week, great. Thursday, 5 to 7 p.m. And so we're just doing them at 20-minute intervals. So it's a 10-minute concert and we have a 5-minute break sort of before and after, and to get the next listener really having their special time, because they need to have a bit of time alone in the room before they go in, just so that they can get the most out of the experience. And our host tells them to leave their everyday worries behind and just we'll take care of them from here on. So that's all part of the experience. It's not like sometimes it is when I know myself, when I go into a concert, I see many people I know beforehand and chit-chatting and yak, and then I sit down and think, oh, right. And then suddenly the performers are on stage and it takes me a little while to settle down. In this, we've staged it, I suppose, that by the time the listener arrive. They're sort of floating in. So that's and you know, the other thing that's interesting is when people clap at the end of concert, I've read that that happened because the power of the music was so formidable that people just said, needed to break that. You know, like at the end of a massage when they do the kind of clap, 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 and you think, oh, no, it's over. That's kind of to bring you from that zone back into real life, or, you right. know, at the end of a movie when you've been crying and then suddenly the lights seem so bright. This is different. This is the idea that the experience you have with the music you take with you because there's no applause. And sometimes in Germany when you do a big mass or a passion, say, by Bach in a church, so it's a three-hour, very extensive, very emotional work, and you don't clap. When I've done them, I've not been able to sleep afterwards because I felt so energized. But I did two of the four or five one-on-ones we did last Thursday night, and I was so full and so nourished and so excited at the end of the evening. It was the same thing, that you take that power with you. And two of the listeners wrote to us a couple of days after to say, I'm still floating. It's still with me.
Mm. Where can people go to book in to have this experience?
Yes. So you need to book. It is www. Now, this is where you have to be a bit smart. One, as in the number.
Yep.
21concerts.de.
Amazing. Sally, so lovely for you to share a little bit about what you've been doing. Thank you for doing that this morning.
Thanks for your time.
That is
Have a lovely day.
You too, Sally Walker there, Flautist based here in The Hunter, starting that one-on-one concert series as part of, I guess, coming out of COVID and getting back to that classical music. You can find out more information on how to book in one, the number, two, T-O-1, concerts.de.